Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Hello. How is everybody doing on this Freaky Friday? Yes, it is the love day. And because of that, I want to take some time to answer a question that I got in an email from a sister that is kind of new, but she went to my website and said, you know, wow, you teach on various things. She heard one of the radio shows that I had done on this blog talk right here. And I guess in her mind, she kind of said, well, this woman is a goddess mythology teacher. She wanted to know about, you know, more of the goddess energy, especially dark goddess, because that's my specialty, and how it connected to her. So, but when she got to my page, she saw that, hey, I teach a whole bunch of stuff. So she emailed me and said, you know, she thought she wanted one thing, but ended up finding that she needed something else. But she just asked me how I could be a teacher of so many different things. And I marveled at that question because, again, I say this mantra all the time, from one came many, meaning that it may have started one way with us as Goddess Supreme Divinity. But she breaks herself into, and this is just nature, this is just what it is, into various other aspects of she, of herself, even if it's a he, masculine aspect. It's a masculine aspect of the supreme, you know, feminine. So I marveled at her question because of the way that we are conditioned to think. We're conditioned to think in forms of territory or certain demographics. We're conditioned to think inside of the box. And when we come to something that's a little bit different, we tend to not know how to receive it because it's not all boxed up in, you know, a little pretty box that we, you know, thought that it was coming in or that we perceived that it should be delivered in. And I told her, I said, well, you're going to learn, especially if you follow me, that we don't think one way. Me or my students or anybody that, you know, believes as I do or sees and knows as I do, you're never going to be able to figure us out, honey. That's a part of the great mystery system that is the great and supreme she. You will never. Women that only have a one-track mind tend to, unfortunately, manifest or live out a lot of negative polarity. You can't do this. Can't do that. Remember, I said this in that detachment video I did last week that's on this same channel, that there are multiple yeses. So with the feminine, there are multiple aspects of ourselves. And, you know, it's really simple if you really think about it. We're just, again, you know, conditioned to think that the answers that we want or whatever we're seeking is going to manifest in a certain box the way that we want it to manifest, or i.e. perceive it should be delivered. But it doesn't happen like that. Not when you know who you are. Not when you connect to yourself at a higher frequency, at a higher way of thinking and being. You start seeing yourself in everything. You don't see yourself as the stories that you've been told, the stories that your grandmother has been told, the stories that this system, especially in the Black community, have told you about being a Black woman. You don't see yourself like that anymore. And this is why, I'm glad I teach it, but this is why also women, especially Black women, must study goddess mythology. If you don't know another story, you want to live out someone else's story. You must know your story. And as a female, you have multiple stories. Now, the masculine don't have multiple stories. That's just, you know, they can get mad about it, but they need to talk to somebody else about that. The masculine doesn't have multiple stories, not the way you do. Women have multiple stories because she is just that, multiple created forms. That is what she is. Out of your body expands all life. So you, by definition, are the story. You're the one that, you know, conceived the story and idea. You're the one that wrote the story. You're the one that speaks the story. And you're the one that tells and lives the story. And because of that, ladies, you must know where the stories began. If you are connected, of course, to the Black community like I was last, you know that we got a lot of stories. stories about relationships, stories about creation, stories about your position as a woman in gender, stories about you and what you're supposed to be to the community, stories about what you're supposed to be to children. And we've gotten all these damn stories. We got them passed down, honey. That's what we got. And many times, I know I didn't for a long time, many times we just receive those stories. We don't challenge them. I didn't challenge the God myth, the male God myth of the Bible. I didn't challenge that. That's something that my grandmother was told. So my grandmother did what? Tell my mother. My mother did what? Tell me. My grandmother taught that to my father on my, you know, paternal side. My father does what? Tells me. So the first story, the first myth that I get is, of course, of this supreme God story. And in that supreme God story that we call the Bible, it outlines exactly what I'm supposed to be as a woman. I'm supposed to be what? Submissive to the male. I'm supposed to dress a certain way. I'm not supposed to have a bunch of sex with other people, you know, and main, you know, supreme, that God is supreme, honey. He created all this shit in 7 days. So, I mean, that's the story. See, that is God mythology. And that's just me coming from the Bible. Y'all know that there are various holy books, and all of them got different stories, you know, with a masculine supreme God as the leader of creation, as the leader of mythology. I did not know that, not then, that there was another side to that story, ladies, that there was another myth, many myths, that didn't have or include a masculine supreme deity, that supreme deity was feminine-based. And as I began to study goddess mythology, I began to see various agendas starting to manifest, because I'm like, why did I get the God myth, the supreme God myth, but why not the goddess supreme myth? If you are really teaching me, you know, if stories are about laying down foundation and culture, because that's what stories do. That's why you must read. That's why even, you know, going to the movies, because that's how the scribes tell stories now. They put it in film or watching good shows. They're all telling stories. They're all showing some form of mythological archetype. And the more you get into this, ladies, you're going to see that these same shows really just are nothing different. Ladies, have you noticed they're all telling the same story? It's just different castmates. But the same story, there's always a hero. I mean, it's the same damn story over and over and over. And you got to question, ladies, how did that story originate? A lot of them stories originated in the, you know, supreme male God version. But some of them stories, as we're seeing more and more now, originated in the goddess mythology, in the goddess story. So, again, as a black woman that was given only one version of the story, one version of the story of creation or womanhood or fatherhood or life in general, I, unfortunately, was at a handicap. I was at a handicap. And not only that, because, you know, a lot of times in literature class, or if any of you all went to any, you know, liberal arts colleges or know anything about art, even if you didn't go to college at all, you know that they tend to, of course, in America, push more of the Greek-Roman myth, which isn't a problem when you know who those Greek-Roman gods are. But they tend to push all these other myths that even if you are tempted to get into understanding mythology, understanding story, and understanding why the myths matter, why archetypes matter. Remember, I teach decoding all the time, why the archetypes matter. You tend to, as a black woman, see that the myths show, you know, Greeks and Romans, they show white people. And that can, in some instances, it didn't for me, but in some instances, it can kind of deter you because you're looking, of course, for your story. And the more and more you go into your story, you're going to find what we call the pro-black or conscious hotel people, when they, you know, wild-eyed, flandish asses, you're going to find that, okay, they will take the myth back, but, you know, and put a black face on it. But guess what, ladies? It's still a supreme male God. It's still a supreme God mythology. They'll tell you, you know, yeah, you can keep the Bible, But the Bible is about the black man. See, they'll tell you, oh, my gosh. They'll tell you. Now, I will say this. I will not speak his name because I will never speak any masculine names on my show. My show is strictly about the female and her God power. Some of them tiptoe in and out of the female supremacy. Some of them do. Some of it is as of late. I'll just say that it looks to me like they're seeing that women are teaching other women, and that women are studying for themselves. So, you know, and challenging that black supreme male Amun Ra mythology, and are saying no, or even charging the supreme black male Allah mythology in Islam. And checking it, which they should. So they're trying, it looks like they're trying to tiptoe into, i.e. giving women some more credit for their stories or whatever. But again, ladies, it's still all lies and smoke screen. Again, ladies, still, if you study it, and again, you must study it. If you study goddess mythology for yourself with the mindset of a god, with the mindset of female divinity, and when I say female god, I just mean you having all the power for yourself. With female divinity, ladies, you're gonna be pointed to a lot of stories, and a lot of those stories are going to match exactly to the life that you're living out now. Now I want you to sit with that. If you can read goddess mythologies around the globe, never as a female, I need to say this, never as a female stick with one pantheon. You may stick with one pantheon connected to, of course, the mythology that you're reading for a season or for a various amount of years. But you as a female, especially as a black female, don't let anybody box you in to a certain civilization, a pantheon demographic. Don't do it. Do not do it. That is another form of masculine control. Do not do it. You were everywhere. And the more you study this, you're going to, again, not only see that, but you're going to say these stories, they look familiar. I am living out a lot of these stories that I see. And that right there is going to be the beginning of wisdom for a lot of women. When you see that you are living the myth out, you're going to have a whole lot of damn questions then. And more importantly, you're going to want to know how to change your story. How come a story that is centuries old is still ringing true today? How come I can still see these myths in the shows that I'm watching on television or the screens, the big screens at the movie? And how come I'm living it? Ladies, I invite you to really open up your eyes and see what in the hell is going on. And see that this life that we are in and living is a life cycle of patterns. You are much older than you think, much older than you think. Do not let people tell you that goddess mythology does not matter. Don't let your uneducated minds tell you that the myths are just this airy-fairy stuff. Don't let them tell you that, ladies. Don't let them tell you that. Do not believe it. Because, again, culture is laid down by story, and these stories are passed down. You need to ask yourself, what story are you believing? All right. If you need any help in decoding your myths and finding out who you are and why you're living out certain patterns connected to various stories and how you need to change those, there's a link in the description box where you can contact me with my email and sign up for the consultation, and we will go further. But, ladies, it starts here. I'll say this, and then I'll get off because I'm going to be talking a lot throughout the day. Ladies, if girls can control the story, if conquerors can take your past myths and repackage them and give them to you in another way or any way that you tend to believe it. Ladies, you got to go deeper into it. If they can do that, ladies, then they control the story. And if they control the story, they control how you see and view everything. Everything, ladies. Remember, creation is a story. Ask yourself right now, how do you believe creation started? The majority of y'all will give me a male patriarchal view of creation. They control the damn story. Now, I want you to think of how that supreme male creation mythology has messed up your life. That's because if you're talking to me or listen to this, then you got a problem with the story. You just don't know it yet. How has that creation story, the story that places women made here, men made first, how has that influenced your life and your decisions? See, this is why goddess mythology has to be taught, because the majority of us are operating out of a faulty storyline. We're playing Sarah. We're playing Eve. We're playing the wrong damn archetype. And then you wonder why you got problems. You must change the archetype. And you cannot change the archetype pattern that you are living out when you don't know your mythology. You can't change a female, cannot change into her goddess mythology, into her goddess stories, when she's living out a male story. She cannot. Oh, a very good one, ladies. This is a very good one. A lot of us are following that Jesus mythology. We're following Jesus' story and Jesus' archetype, believing that we must suffer to gain Christ consciousness. That is what we're believing. I submit to you this. That is a male story. Men have to go through the temptation. Men have to understand what sacrifice is. Women do not. Women do not. Jesus' myth is not for you. It is not for you. Another myth is for us. The female savior myths are for us. But the masculine myth, Jesus' myth, is not for you. Why didn't you pull out his mother's myth? How many of you all even know who Mary really was? Not who they taught you, that she was a parthenogenic priestess, dedicated early in her life. I think her myth is between 6 and 13. She went into the temples in Israel for parthenogenic purposes. That's her myth. Her parents prayed at an oracle tree for her. See, when you listen to that myth and you interpret that creation story of those women being barren as bad because the men are telling the story, you are in error. You are in error. No, that word barren means something completely different. They weren't going, they didn't go to that oracle tree. They didn't go to that tree that connected them to God force, Mary's parents. They didn't go there asking just for any child. No, they wanted an avatar. They wanted a special child, and they got Mary. Dedicated Mary for the purpose of bringing in that avatar, Jesus. Temple of Israel for parthenogenic purposes, and that's exactly what she did. The same to with Elizabeth. How come we don't pull those stories? Ladies, you got to know your myths, period. There's no going around it. Because you are living out a supreme God myth, a supreme masculine God myth. Don't let people tell you mythology doesn't count. It counts for everything. All right, ladies. Talk to y'all later.